Hey, Britt.
I reckon the writers hate Haz and that's why he's in a coma. They do this to people all the time they can't stand. Also, Mackenzie needs to not have emotional storylines like Toadie. I can't watch them. I can't watch it. I don't care. Did they just not invite their other kid to play basketball, or did they forget he existed like the rest of the neighbors' writers? Do Wendy and Andrew know that JJ's Felix's son? I must have missed that while I was in Lejeune. So Haz still did deep fake stuff, but everyone's okay with it because it was in the past? Where are your morals, people of Ramsey Street? Harold will be rolling over in his grave that he'll probably die when he moves into that fucking retirement home they're building. I mean, what does Holly want to... What? This is dumb. They're just letting her yell at the crim. They'd be like, fuck off, little girl. He's going into the bin. Poor Wade has to stand there while the fucking Lollipop Guild yells at him. I think the problem with Mackenzie pining over Hendrix is we liked Hendrix and didn't want him to die. Haz, meanwhile... Wait, Krista lost her memory? Was that in the sauna? Also, JJ, they're not listening to my feelings. Shut the fuck up, you little turd. Screw all these people getting angry at poor Aaron for helping Krista do drugs. She's a bloody adult and he's also grieving. Like, go easy, guys. God, I hate Krista so much. I mean, who the hell is actually coming to Krista and Paul's engagement party? Like, does anyone in the family actually like Krista? Is her own sister going to turn up? Like, why is she having an elaborate party? For whom? For whom? I mean, I'd be front and center for Paul and Krista's engagement party because it's like, it's nice to see an underdog get a win. Like, you know, you kill a baby, you marry a millionaire. Like, it's really good to see someone that really deserves that get what they want. Mon Cherie, Paul's out here sounding like Gomez Adams. I think what I'm most shocked about is that Krista's dealer is so desperate to retain a customer. Like, I don't think that's how it works, guys. Did I miss why everyone's suddenly forgiving of Haz just because he's in a coma? The man was a monster. Don't put the dog near him. The dog doesn't care. He stole that dog from that family. Let's not pretend he didn't do that, given everything else he's done. Is Therese wearing a goddamn negligee in the waterhole? Meanwhile, Chelsea's chosen to wear a rearranged bed sheet to her engagement party. I understand throwing away the photo, Paul, but throwing away the frame? You could reuse that. Put a photo of your dead son in it. Take your pick which one. This is a personal thing, but I despise the phrase to the moon and back when people say they love someone. It is just so cheesy. And to know that they had a fucking custom neon sign made for the engagement party in an afternoon is ridiculous. It makes me want to be sick. And I thought Chelsea would have better taste, frankly. I mean, couldn't Krista have had this memory remembrance like on the wedding day and it'd be much more spectacular? It's all just a bit meh. Like, this is the big reveal, guys, and it's meh. Oh my God, she's carrying his baby! I mean, she's a bit of a shit sister if she's just gonna let her walk off. Yeah, she killed the plot device baby, but like, come on, she's your goddamn sister. Like, you're really just gonna let her leave? God, Krista playing the victim because Leo doesn't want to get back with her after she rejected him for the most insane reasons possible. Shut up. Honestly, who goes? We've got a school that keeps us young and vibrant with new characters coming and going and even teachers of certain age groups. Let's swap that out for a fucking retirement home. I just don't understand the thinking, unless maybe old people just watch Neighbours now, and I say old, like people my age and above, and no one gives a shit about the teens. But like, I don't know. What have we got to look forward to? Like Harold needing to get a colostomy bag and Susan having to wipe his ass? Like beloved characters getting dementia? Well, sign me up for these plot lines, guys. Unless Harold's going to start selling weed to help with pain medication, I don't care. Melanie's got a lot of free time for someone who should be on a chain gang. Melanie and Krista get on really well for someone that essentially caused her to be a fugitive in another country. Teresa's really going all out with the lunch. Some fucking cut sandwiches. Jeez. Also, Krista wanting the fucking electric chair for Chelsea. Jeez, lay off, lady. I haven't got to that bit yet, but I'm really thrilled to hear that's what's coming up. Bad news for Melanie that all the fucking music festivals in Australia are slowly failing. If she's not dealing bags of cocaine, she's not going to make enough money to buy a fucking house selling cocktails. Chelsea's going to end up dead and it'll be that Jeffrey guy that killed her, but we'll have to sit through some stupid who done it. Oh my God, Krista's laying all her shit onto a coma patient. This girl is beyond. I can only hope Kaz fucking flatlines. I mean, I hate Hans, but this is torture even for a coma patient. God, there's a lot of dark music going under this Carl and Susan scene about Therese. Susan's going to kill her.